Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home. Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch. The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed. And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
So there is leaked audio of Chato arguing with his ex members of
Marca MF. Producción, roll the clip.
Hazme esto.
Yeah, but he's not even here, nigga. Tu hermano. He's not here, nigga.
Pero aquí está nigga. Tu hermano.
But why are you doing this shit to us, nigga? It's not us.
Okay, sacate la verga.
No way, aguanta.
Hey, Steven, listen.
So we got invited to a press conference for the Crypto Arena because obviously he was going to perform.
To announce.
And they were like, hey, let's go and we'll ask him. But yeah, guys, I met Nata and it was the best day of my life and I was really nervous and I did not know I was going
to
meet him.
Yeah, the best part is that you didn't even ask for it. He just like saw you and he said, hey, we have to make this happen.
So huge shout out to Jimmy. That's our boy, you know, Jimmy. Where do I sign, Jimmy? Yeah. You want 50%?
Send us a contract.
Just sign it yourself. We in.
No lawyers needed.
That should be them our
Who
life.
Needs a lawyer? Who needs a lawyer these days?
And then he was talking about like how he didn't want to sing the verse that talked about Santeria.
That he was arguing with JOP when I guess they proposed the song. And for a lot of us, it's like the first time that we're exposed to that stuff. I had no idea what this stuff was.
Yeah, me
until too. I saw that video. I looked through Hio. It was like a reel of him like on his knees, like spitting water at something that I don't know what it was. But parents always make a big deal out of it. Like, oh, esa música bien fea. But you listen to the old like corridos and stuff.
Same shit.
It's like, saco una bolsa de nylon. Bien repleta perico. And then parents were dying over singing about weed. Like, bro, like 10 years before that, they were.
What do you guys think about Ivan's Deluxe album? Have you guys listened to it?
That shit was a motherfucking banger.
No, actually.
La última vez.
You haven't? I don't listen to Ivan.
Ivan!
My boy!
Ivan!
Quick shout out. Quick shout out right here.
Congrats
for my primo.
Congrats on number 3 goal.
Guys, like,
wait.
Yo, shout out to my boy Manzano.
Let me get it,
with. My cousin.
Hey, my sister. Hey, my tia, my uncle.
My cousin. What, bitch? Are you from El Defe?
You act like I'm not fucking 30 minutes away from Defe.
He's actually the only one here that has an accent.
I have a heavier accent than both of you.
You are heavier.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Kushiboa podcast. Check this out, man.
Hit it.
Magic word. See the magic word.
Three. Camera.
What?
Lights.
What is a magic word?
Action.
Oh, what's a magic word?
Lights.
I was going to say,
go again.
Camera. Lights.
Nah. Go again, Angel.
Lights. What is it? You'd say it. I'll hit it.
Lights, camera.
Guys.
Action.
Finally, it works. Dude, guys, the sign was $1,000 and it worked for like 3 minutes.
Huge shout out to Angel's dad because he fixed it in literally less than like a minute.
What's that?
Not this fake ass wannabe electrician.
That's why you got fired. You said there was no more trabajo, but look at you got fired.
Jason was an electrician.
Oh, you fixed it, blah, blah, blah. He got kicked out of a union because he didn't know an electrician.
But guys, we have made some serious.
The sign works. That's all that matters.
Upgrades?
Yup. Obviously, you guys can't see, but I'm going to let you guys know. There's monitors hanging on the wall. Thanks to Angel's dad. Well, honestly, Angel's dad kind of did the majority of the
stuff. He did everything.
Everything?
Well, the sign. Mainly the sign.
The only thing that we did.
I was shocked.
Was that.
How did my dad know all this stuff and I'm so useless?
And basically, that's it.
Bro. Yeah, I don't think we've done much.
But yeah, we haven't honestly, done much, but what do you guys coming, see?
It's coming together.
Yeah, it's the sign. The sign's super
we're
badass.
We're
going
to be in another studio.
And we're only
by next year we set some huge goals for 2023 and we're super happy to fucking be here and like keep the show going and have more artists. We were gonna have Ivan Cordero.
Bro, yes, guys, one of the goals we're trying to go into 2023 with 100,000 subscribers. If you guys are regular viewers, please make sure you're subscribed. It helps us out a lot. We've got this when we had 50,000 and we waited to 100,000. We're only 5,000 away. I always tell you guys every episode, please subscribe. We're super close. It'll mean a lot to us.
And that means if we get to 100K, it means we're going to get lit. And we haven't got 100. Lit all together.
100K.
In a good
minute. I thought we were going to a restaurant.
Yeah, we're going to get lit at the restaurant.
Oh.
It's going to be a fine
anything but eating.
No, everything. No.
I don't know about that.
Oh, my God.
Pero para los que están comiendo, aproveche. Los que andan tomando, salud. Aquí andamos. Hey, my voice, cracked, my voice cracked in the beginning, so it won't crack later on. Pero aquí estamos bien a gusto la verga.
Also, guys, we were supposed to have Iván Conejo, like Jason said, yesterday. But I had to reschedule because I was sick and I wouldn't stop coughing. But I feel better now. Huh?
He feels better now. He doesn't look better now. But es lo que cuenta.
But there's a lot of sicknesses going around. So you guys take care of you guys yourselves. Make sure you guys are washing your hands. Make sure you guys are wearing a mask.
Dude, there's no food that pee that doesn't wash his hands.
Bro, he doesn't even flush.
Hey, Diego, what happened during...
Y'all get sick. I'm going to turn off his mic.
So I have something to say against Jason because he's always saying, you guys always get sick. You always have headaches. Your back always... You want to know why?
It's true.
When you wake up in the morning and you work... You pick up boxes.
Oh,
when
he's going
when
there.
For
a little context, look, this guy does not believe in sicknesses.
So he's always calling us out.
I never say that.
I'm the healthiest motherfucker. Blah, blah, blah. My immune system.
He stays home.
He wakes up, goes to the gym, goes home and just chills. Like, no
como
shit.
Te vas a enfermar. Levántate en la mañana cuando hace harto frío.
I take care of myself.
When you're editing.
Y'all always... down bad. All of you guys are always down bad.
Nah, you just have nothing to stress about.
I told you guys, be careful. There's a lot of sickness going around.
Yeah, stress-free life.
From experience, we had to cancel a very important podcast.
Reschedule,
not a cancel.
But take care of you guys yourselves.
Yes, there you go.
Also, follow us on Instagram for a Junior H ticket giveaway if you guys want to go December 18th at the Microsoft Theater. We're not getting paid for this, but I think this is the last time that we do this shit for free. And
yes, Live Nation gave us 10 tickets. To give away to you guys, so make sure you guys go to Instagram, I Wish About Podcast, see what's going on with that, and it's a chance to get some free tickets. They're going to be good tickets, so take advantage if you're in the LA area.
As well, guys, we want to go to Japan, so please support Angel. His babe drop just dropped. Antier.
Yes. Yeah,
so
like
go buy some stuff so we can go to Japan.
Go other places.
Yeah, if I don't know if half of the stuff sells out, I'll buy a plane ticket and pay for the Airbnb when we could go to Puerto Rico.
If your stuff sells out,
half of it.
Right,
not everything can sell out, but half
damn.
Of it. I'll buy the plane tickets and the Airbnb.
Yeah,
guys.
So go support, please. Mándasela a tu tía, tu tío, tu primo, tu madrina, el Sancho.
El amante, para que lo siga queriendo.
Well, anyway, guys, thank you guys for all the support. As I like to say, we wouldn't be here without the support of you guys. Without you guys, we wouldn't be able to be inside the industry and... be experiencing all these dope ass stuff. So thank you guys for supporting us, and it's very much appreciated.
It's been a hell of a year.
Hey, why'd you do that? Why'd you go like?
You said that like 20 times already, no?
we restarted, idiot. You don't remember?
I thought that's how you started.
You don't remember?
I thought that's how you started.
Anyway, guys, I don't know how we still in the industry or whatever, but yep.
That's a achievement for today.
Wait, hold on. Also, super huge news. It might be the title of this video. No, I'm just kidding. I finally met Nata. Huge shout out to Jimmy and Rancho Mille for this because I was actually mad at Jimmy. You guys know the last episode at Fuerza Regida concert, I saw Nata on stage. So I texted like literally every single person in Rancho Mille that I know if I can go meet Nata. They all replied the next day in the morning. I was pissed. I think I blocked like half of those people. But then we went to a soccer game, literally, to watch a soccer game, the Mexico game, when they lost.
Mexico-Argentina.
And Nata was going to perform. Like, that's the only reason why I went. And then out of nowhere, I see Jimmy. So then he's like, hey, come through, you know, like VIP. Sorry, Kegel. We went VIP without you.
We had a whole table. Imagine we had a whole section at like 1 p.m. in the afternoon.
Like, there was influencers, but then there was like VIP.
Damn,
and we were in the VIP.
We know you like that, so yeah, we're,
you know,
sorry
where I was
about
at?
That. We're sorry
I was working.
That.
I'm a hard, humble guy working. To get in, if someone's looking for a honey boo for Christmas.
Oh, his voice cracked. Guys, his voice cracked. He really means that. Someone, like, please. No, take. Tiene sus sentimientos, tiene su corazoncito. Háganle caso, trátenlo bien.
No, ya no.
It literally...
No kid.
But yeah, guys, I met Nata, and it was the best day of my life, and I was really nervous, and I did not know I was going to meet him.
Yeah, the best part is that you didn't even ask for it. He just, like, saw you, and he said, hey, we have to make this happen.
Yep. So huge shout out to Jimmy. that's our boy, you know, Jimmy. Where do I sign, Jimmy? Yeah. You want 50%?
Send, send us a contract.
Just sign it yourself. We in.
No lawyers needed. Yo.
But that should be them our
Who
life.
Needs a lawyer? Who needs a lawyer these days?
Give us a 90-10.
Hey, your boy the lawyer? We go, yeah, we'll go with him.
Jimmy looking at it like, damn.
He's like, oh, yeah?
He's like, oh, yeah, for real, bro? Yeah.
Like, say less. I just emailed it to you.
Fuck. We
that was awesome. Jimmy's that was a cool opportunity.
Honestly, not that.
And
tall.
There's a picture. So you guys want to see the picture? Go to his Instagram.
I'll pop it over here. What else? Yeah.
When we say pop it up, that shit never pops up.
Oh yeah.
And then these pussies did not want to fucking take a picture with Nata.
You didn't want to ruin your moment.
No, here's the thing though. I did want to take a picture, but
I did want
to
take a picture.
I just saw how happy, excited. Like I knew he was crying inside. I just wanted to make sure I was recording it and let him live his moment. Hey. He did. And that's all that matters.
No, Cal, in his video, your eyes were fucking watery.
I was shocked.
I know.
I wasn't going to cry.
I made a TikTok.
I wasn't going to cry, but I don't know where Jimmy Security was like, hey, the wristbands, you're going to go meet Nata?
The
like,
wristbands.
Yeah, what? She was trippy.
And like Jimmy knew because he's the one that like made it happen. So he's like, hey, record that. And yeah. Word.
That was unnecessary.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then on the way back, I showed him the video and everybody was happy. It was a happy day.
You need a pamper?
He said, you need a...
It was a happy ending.
Yeah, right, you know, Humble Ranch all the way.
Humble Ranch? Where's the chain? Chain comes in at 100K subscribers.
That's, wow. So you cool accomplished one. Yeah. One goal of 2022.
Thanks to you guys.
Wait,
it's not a goal, but
who's an artist?
It was not a... It was a goal.
Dude,
it
was you've been crying.
That was the end. Like, ever since... You achieved the dream. That's
so, when we went to Sony, you would have throw a fit. You're ready to throw a fit, bro.
We went to Sony. That boy was mad.
No, I wasn't mad. Bro. I was upset.
You were stressed.
The interview was sick.
Literally, bro. Everybody fucking.
Oh, just like, by the way, Nata's not coming.
Everyone looks at me.
What you said?
Everybody looked at Daniel like, you okay?
You good?
We're here for you.
You need ambulance. Okay. Everybody, yeah. You bought your shorts, he bought a guitar, I brought the fucking magazine.
I brought my old ass.
All of a sudden, everyone was fans of Nata. Like, I was pissed.
Yeah.
I was pissed because Keiko came with the magazine. He's like, I'm going to have Nata sign this.
He's like, bro. Okay. Yeah, why not?
Name three songs that Nata right now.
All right, El Compa Bobby, F1.
Bobby? Compa Vladi.
Vladi, same shit.
No, okay, we get a restart. Restart. And don't say Compa Vladi.
Okay. El F1.
That's the old one.
Compa, El Drip, and then
you're at two, fool. Why are you at three?
I'm saying the third one.
You're making up time.
The one with Junior H, disfruto lo malo. So don't come at me, bitch.
Dude,
okay. Say three.
Struggled with
three.
Sin ti, El de la Codeína, El Drip, Disfruto lo Malo, El F.
Leo, gracias, El de la Codeína.
Fucking,
Dime pa qué.
Where Drake's from.
Toronto. Come on, quit playing with me.
I know a lot. I actually know.
I don't know.
Nata Unidos all the way. Oh, no, it is all I listen to.
You should start Nata Unidos.
Oh, I should.
Yeah. You guys can make like a WhatsApp.
Like all the fan pages on TikTok.
Yeah.
You guys like need to unite. I feel like you could be their leader.
You should make a WhatsApp group chat and then.
But it needs to be in Spanish.
Nah, that actually has a lot of support here and in Mexico.
Yeah.
No, honestly, something that I'll say that's pretty random is that Nata and his musicians, they're really good. Like they're really beast. Yeah, and Nata does really sing good live. And I feel like it's hard for a lot of artists to sing good live.
Unfortunately, right now, he like broke his leg or some shit.
Fortunately.
Unfortunately.
Oh. He got in a motocross accident. The clip looked pretty.
Can we roll the clip?
Crazy.
Producción.
And he was going fucking fast, no cab. On a motorcycle, Tamasca.
Yeah, I think he just missed a jump and he landed, like, not on the thing. But he was going way too fast.
He landed.
He said that he didn't take out the air for the suspension, so, like, he bounced and shit.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know about that stuff. I just know, okay.
Air and suspension.
But, like, don't you have to, like, release them?
Depending? Yeah, I mean, you could adjust the suspension, but, I mean, you don't need all of it out.
Yeah, you just need a tune-up. Maybe all he was, like, on a warm-up lap, went too hard, and that's what happened. All of a sudden, we're motocross.
I know. And then, what bike do you have?
Did you guys see the video where Nata was like, when he was like in the hospital, I think, and he was talking about, oh, ya salió CH la pizza. And then he was talking about like how he didn't want to sing the verse that talked about Santeria.
Yep. He was he was saying that he didn't want to, that he was arguing with JOP when I guess they proposed the song. He's like, oh, I'll do it, but like, I'm not going to sing
it. You say that line.
And then they're probably like, no, you say it. No, you say it. Not the loss. He sang it. And he was pretty pissed about that.
Yeah, he said that's like the last time he's ever going to mention Los Collares and stuff. Dude, I did not know.
Well, I think you guys, you should give a little bit of context of what you guys are talking about. Like the collares, like what is the collares? You know,
I don't really know much. I think Keiko could.
Yeah, yeah.
He's talking about like 144 Santos.
Before we get into that, it was just, you know, we're talking about the new trend that is singing corridos about Santeria. You know, disclaimer, we don't know anything about that. We don't know anything about that. If anything, Keiko knows a thing or two.
But
about
who
that.
Are some artists that are known for?
Yeah, songs like
Luis R.
What is it called? It's called Los Collares, no? With El Padrinito.
El Padrinito Toys.
It's not called Los Collares, but yeah, it has, like, there's Santos, and then, like, you go to a madrina, and then she gives
madrina?
You, yeah, there's, like, a madrina, then a padrino, and then they, like, te limpian, and then if you want to, like, join it, you go, like, to a little baptism, and then they give you your seven collares, and then from there, once you're ready, you do, like, the full process, which is, like, 3 days that you had to do it, and then it's like a bigger baptism, and then they see what santo you could get. Which
I have a question. So like, let's just say like Aldo and all of them, like, you know, they once believed in God and San Judas. Does that mean they don't believe in that no more? Like
they
have
can,
a new God,
but they can. It's just a different thing, you know.
Like, wait, so you don't? So it's not a requirement? Because I was under the impression that, you know, when you pick a religion, like that's the one, and then. Everything else, but
you
know.
Well, you can believe in everything. Like, those are...
It's like a different set of beliefs?
Yeah. It's different type of thing.
What's the name of the god? Like, Lehua or something like that?
Well, it's different ones.
Oh, it's different ones?
Like, yeah. Lehua, and then there's... I don't know how to pronounce
it. Rather,
yeah, rather, like La Santa Muerte
or something. Rather not pronounce, but yeah. It's, no. You... It's different, but you feed the muerto and you feed your santos at the same time.
Yeah, so as you guys can see, we don't know a lot about this stuff. You know, he knows a little bit more.
But the
point is that, like, this became, like, a trend in the space that we're in with music. You know, it's not just corridos about, like, narcotraficantes and all that stuff. It's also now about Santería. And for a lot of us, it's, like, the first time that we're exposed to that stuff. I had no idea what this stuff was.
Yeah, me
until too. I saw that video. I'm pretty sure we remember, and it was like Aldo Trujillo. It was like a reel of him like on his knees, like spitting water at something that I don't know what it was. And that was pretty shocking to me. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, me neither. That's the first time I
saw it. But like pegó, and so that's what they do songs about now.
They have like once you're in the ritual, like once you're in the religion, and you have like your certain God that takes care of you, he'll ask you like, oh, every week, go take a shower at the beach with coconuts and oranges, and then you have like a little mural for it. I think that's how you say it, right? Like a little, like where they have their picture. You get a little rock, and then they'll tell you like, oh, I want
an altar.
I want to eat this, so you get like oranges, and then or they want coconuts or stuff like that.
Weird. Yeah, so I think it's like a whole ass. Well, I don't mean to be disrespectful. It's like a whole religion, and a lot of people are now being exposed to it or talking about that stuff just because of the songs. And since it is popular, like, you know, mainstream artists sing it, as it is the case with JOP and
another thing that came to mind is just a thought, is that the level of influence that it could have on the younger people. You know, obviously these younger people, they're consuming the music, and I think to a certain extent, like, consuming the music could also be like praising it, you know.
Yeah. No, I think that's like, true, because I don't know if you remember. Well, there's like a friend we have in high school, and then like when all this music started coming out, like that they mentioned like San Judas, and he like wouldn't believe in San Judas, but literally because of the music, like he's like tattooed and shit. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. And then like I remember asking him, because he's like kind of like this madroso and shit, and I asked him like, oh, like do you like pray to San Judas or something? And he says like no. So like it
but the, he has the big,
he has
tattoo.
Like a tattoo,
like a full sleeve of.
Damn, I feel like that's one of the requirements for this madroso Mexicans guys or something.
Wait, didn't you want a San Judas tattoo?
Yeah, but I actually like pray to him. I actually been.
Yeah.
Well, I got introduced to him by my mom. She used to pray to him, and he's like the one who gets to trae el dinero, you know, like.
You did mention something like that.
Him, and then I have another one. He has the key to all the doors. San Benito,
Tomb of the Doors?
Mm-hmm. San Benito?
There's different, like gods.
Figuratively?
What?
What do you mean open doors?
Yeah.
No, like, he basically guides you through the right direction and,
oh,
and stuff like that. But
damn, I think that just shows how gullible we all are.
But then again, if you...
Yeah, we're like, it's a new trend and we all listen to a song. I mean, I've listened to the song. I have no clue what that stuff's about. And I personally don't have an interest in
like
joining or any of that stuff. I just thought the song was cool. Mm-hmm. But, you know, not that I was saying that he was against that. He said it was, you know, in his words, not mine, that it was like praising or singing to the devil. And that's the last time he's ever doing that. And then in the comments, too, I think it was notable that people were like saying, oh, yeah, like, I think this is like good for him. He's like, oh, I don't even like Nata, but like he's like spitting facts. And I think pues de la moda lo que les acomoda, you know, no it doesn't have to be everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in that religious, well, I know a lot of this because una amiga, she's in it and she told me a lot about it.
Santeria?
Yeah, she's in the thing. And she'll tell me about it, and she'll be like, oh, yeah, like, you know who's really about it, because your collares, you can only wear them when you're not doing this madroso stuff. So you can't do it, like, while drinking, at a party, if you're having, like, you can't have sex with them, you can't go to sleep with them, you can't shower with them.
It'll be all over the place.
Huh?
It'll be all over the place. You got to take them off.
That's why you only wear them when you're, like, at home or you're going to work. And then basically she said, like, you have to have time and dedication to please them, because, well, nothing bad will happen, but you just got to pray to them. And
I don't know. Yo creo que la religión es like, es cosa seria, and it can't just be a moda. People can't just get into it because, like, that's what's in right now. I think it's, like, happening the same as with, like, alucines and stuff where, I mean, you listen to narco music and, like, ya se creen que son eso. So now... Es Santería music, y ya todos se creen que saben this one.
So you think that's...
They should like know what they're getting into.
I remember Os from Compa Os from that does a podcast. He told us like that basically like almost everyone from the United States is like want to be alucine. Like that's not even they're like nowhere near an actual alucine because he's from like Culiacan, right?
Yeah.
He was like over there, like that. When you look at them, like that's some real shit. And then he said right here, mostly like the majority of the guys just want to wear like
it's just fashion.
Yeah, I think it's like a fashion, like how he was saying that, like people wear like certain brands and stuff like that. But over there, like people that like really, really are about it and do that stuff, like they just dress like normal people.
Yeah.
And you think now that's going to be like the new trend? You know how a couple of episodes back we said like, what's the new trend going on? It went from Beliquin. Now you think it's going to be like talking about collares into like, because it went from San Juditas. Well, it went from drugs to coke to San Juditas and then... To Beliquin, like
I think that's just how
it's been a hell of a ride, huh?
I think the industry is always gonna promote some type of thing to kind of like, I guess, I want to say like harm
at first no one knew about it, and then once like Padrecito Toy came out, like that fool really brought out like everything, and then that's when artists started feeling more comfortable. And
he was even talking about how
comfortable
he's like
to speak out on it because you see people wear collares and stuff, but it wasn't nobody ever did. Instagram video showing like
the ritual.
Their rituals or their
because Aldo
beliefs.
Did one supposedly in a concert.
It was all like behind closed doors, boys. It became so more like of an announcing.
It's gonna be more normal to do like traditions like that in like public.
Pero de la moda, lo que les acomoda. Use your own judgment. See
if you have
what's
any.
Good, see what's bad.
Would you guys be open to having someone that does that like come explain to us? Like
I don't think they'll want.
Don't want to?
You know
I don't
what?
Think I want to.
I'd get a Christian, a Catholic, a Mormon, and someone that does that.
And we need a referee too cuando salen los golpes.
Just to see like how one would conversate with one another since like, you know, religion is so subjective. It'd just be interesting the conversation that they would carry.
Nah, but they'll probably end up getting down because I feel like everybody has like their own opinion, you know? Like,
yeah.
Cada quien believes in stuff. Like me, I believe in God and I believe in the Virgen de Guadalupe, San Juditas. And
yeah, it's too many variables because you could believe in it and then how do you like act upon that?
Some people
just like, okay, just I believe in it and I got the tattoo, so I'm saved. Some other people are like, hey, you're supposed to go to church. Hey, And you're supposed to read the Bible and all that
like
stuff.
You can't,
says you can't
like,
drink.
You can't be doing like the worst shit in the world and then just like seeing your protection.
Pero ven, I ven. Cada quien, respectfully, everybody has their own opinions, their own beliefs. Se respeta.
If you guys have any, you know, comments or your opinion on this new trend that's happening with the music and the religion, please let us know. We read comments and we would just like to be more informed on.
Any padrinos, madrinas out there that want to come on the podcast and explain a little bit more about this, you're more than welcome to hit up Diego. And
more than welcome.
Come.
You're partially welcome.
I just wanted to go back to singing about selling drugs and even that perico. Like, come on, guys. Algo más healthy, porfa.
Or back to cutting heads.
Narco corridos. With el
la de...
La de... La línea... Music has changed.
Yeah. Which one?
It's kind of crazy how music has changed.
And like,
I think it's just cycles.
It's just a subject, you know, the subject...
And what's next?
It's always like that, and parents always make a big deal out of it. Like, oh, esa música bien fea, but you listen to the old like corridos and stuff.
Same shit.
It's like saco una bolsa de nylon, bien repleta de perico, and then parents were dying over singing about weed. Like, bro, like 10 years before that, they weren't doing like.
I feel like the
lines
only,
and all that
the
stuff.
The only good era that I remember, well, not the only good era, but like
wholesome
era was like Los Bukis.
That's 50 years before you were born.
Like, I'm saying, like, when it was hitting, like,
I don't know if that's healthy. That's mucho desamor.
Yeah. I think that's just like
love is love, you know? Like,
I don't think it's an era. I think it's like a just a different, not genre, but like,
I'm saying, like, the topic. The topic was just like more, like, I guess, acceptable.
Hey, we're 27.
All right, guys, we're gonna go on break. So enjoy
this.
Commercial. Whatever video we're gonna put, or just straight to the next clip.
We're gonna have a group of play.
What's up, guys? We are back from the break, and as you guys can see, as you guys can see by the title of this video, there is leaked audio of Chato arguing with his old ex members of
Marca Mepe.
They were yelling at each other. It was scary. I was frightened by it.
I was shooketh.
And honestly, like, we saw the audio the day that she got uploaded. Like, I feel like the majority of you guys saw, like, the next day. But, like, we were like, fuck, like, should we film this shit? But I think I was sick or something.
We had quite a few people send it to us when it had, like, 3 likes.
Now it's blown the fuck up now.
Be like, hey, look at this.
Shout out to the fans who sent it to us, though.
That shit was ran through.
We have the audio right here. Giggle, bring the player. Yeah.
Shout out.
He sent us the audio.
You might have seen the... Y'all might have seen it on Instagram, but we have it right here.
We have it physically. I don't know if y'all have it. We have the mixtape.
Y'all only have this.
Oh my God. You guys are not ready. You guys are not ready.
Angel. But yeah, guys, we have the physical audio turned into a mixtape of Chato and everyone.
You guys ready to hear the tape that made Marca MP break up? Producción, roll the clip.
They were on some Augusto Papá beef.
Hold up, guys. This is... Yeah, it's rolling. Oh.
Y'all ready?
Y'all ready for this?
Drop the cheese, man. Ready?
Wait, put on the mic on the... Yeah, just like that.
You guys ready for this?
You're ready. This is Chato. And within the whole Marca MP team arguing. Play it.
¿Qué te dije cuando acabamos?
¿Qué tú me hiciste?
No. Aparte de eso. Qué bueno que te acordaste de eso. Aparte.
Ojeo.
Que no nos ponga como este, güey.
¿Qué?
Que no sea como el otro.
Aparte.
¿Qué me dijiste?
Eres un buen estudiante, cabrón, porque estás apuntando todos los apuntes que quiero que apuntes.
No se me olvida nada, güey.
A huevo, eso me gusta. ¿Mm? Eso me quiere demostrar que tú quieres seguir aquí en este pinche equipo. ¿Qué más? No, Becky, yo no me falles. No me falles, güey. Ya van 3 tiros que vas conmigo y de repente me fallas. ¿Qué pedo?
Dime.
¿Qué más?
Dime tú, güey.
No. Quiero que tú me digas. Quiero que tú me digas.
Dime.
Quiero que tú me digas, cabrón.
Yo no sé, güey.
¿Por qué? ¿Por qué no sabes?
No sé, dime.
Becky, neta. Ya tienes más de medio año con nosotros y no sabes qué pedo.
Dime.
No, te estoy preguntando.
¿Qué me dijiste?
No, te estoy preguntando. Tienes más de medio año con nosotros y no sabes qué pedo.
Sí sé, güey.
¿Entonces?
¿Entonces qué, güey?
Yo no.
No, Iván, did I say?
Iván es tirando así.
Pinche,
esto no quiere ganar un puto cheque debajo de la manga, ¿eh?
No hay pedo. Mequillo, escúchame, mira. Hazme esto.
Yeah, but he's not even here, nigga. Tu hermano. He's not here, nigga.
Pero aquí está nigga, tu hermano.
But why are you doing this shit to us, nigga? It's not us.
Okay, sácate a la verga.
No, wey, aguanta.
Hey, dime, listen.
Wey,
no mames, wey. Siempre se porta con nosotros así, wey.
Because no, it doesn't have to be like this, though.
No.
Whatever it is, nigga, you gotta talk it out, wey. Look,
hey,
you wanna know why I do this shit, nigga?
What?
¿Por qué? Porque yo solo quiero a la gente que está conmigo por mí.
Pero estamos por aquí, ejemplo, todos estamos aquí.
Hey, déjame terminar. You're not in this. He's not in this. It's me and him.
Está cabrón, güey.
No, güey.
No, I,
es que Nitro, tú sabes, güey. Mejor no voy a decir nada, güey.
No digas nada, puto. No digas nada.
No, escúchame, luego hablan.
Ahorita hablamos.
Mira, ahorita todo tranquilo. Mira, llegando al depa hablan, todo bien. Ahorita tranquilón, porfa.
Cálmate, hijo.
All right, I can't hear enough of this.
As
you guys heard,
my ears are bleeding.
Marca Mepe arguing on their, I believe it's their like tour van. They were screaming with everybody.
All the members were there.
Clearly. He always does this shit to us.
It seems like they were all fed up with Chato's attitude. He did sound.
Yeah, to drunk. State obvious, he sounded super drunk. Andaba, he's on a sick one.
Andaba.
Yeah, but obviously there's a lot going on in this audio tape. But the first thing that I noticed is everybody was quiet and listening to Chato. And the altercation was between Chato and Ivan. Obviously, Chato wanted him to state a couple things. I don't know what things, but it seems like...
I think like to the staff member.
This conversation has happened more than once.
Yeah, I guess they kind of already knew the drill because...
Like, the drill. Here we go again, Chato.
Oh, yes, no. Sir. Here we go again. Yeah, because he was like, oh, first... ¿Qué te dije? He's like, oh, that you made us. He's like, sí, sí, pero qué más. So I feel like they're used to it. The tension was high, but they were not surprised, I think.
So someone sent this video to this lady, and then it said, Chato nos humillaba, siempre nos decía que era el dueño, y él mandaba que él no quería obedecer, si iba a regresar a sus trabajos de donde él lo sacó. It's basically saying that he was going to send them back to their, like, 9-to-5s or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
Siempre nos hacías preguntas de lo que nos decía anteriormente y si no sabíamos, nos gritaba. Incluso nos bajaba del camión a medio camino sin importarle dónde fuera. Sin importar.
¿Así?
Like that?
¿Y se hacía frío?
Okay.
¿A poco bajaron al
out the car?
Motherfucking troll woke
up. Oh, yeah, and that's a crazy thing, too, because...
He said, go put your thumb up.
Well, yeah, and the thing that's going on here is that...
go hitchhike, motherfucker.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, but it's a lot of people, you know, coming out with their story, and, you know, it all aligns to where they're saying that Chato mistreated them. You know, it's their word against Chato's.
Mm-hmm. And then Lupita Romero, like I said... She was a road manager, Marca Mepe. She worked for them for I don't know how long. And she also left. And then she saw the leaked audio and she said, me duele lo que está pasando con Marca Mepe. No me manden más el audio ni me bombarden con mensajes sobre lo que pasó. Ya lo sé, lo viví. Ellos son y fueron parte de mi familia y me afecta aún. Sé que sus fans quieren saber, pero solo a ellos les pertenece responder. A mí no. Espero entiendan, no tengo nada más que hablar al respecto.
Damn. But did you see recently that obviously she left Chato and them? They recently posted a picture that she was with Nitro and the other guys.
Well, yeah, let's go a little bit more back. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that's the resolution of them.
The day that the audio got leaked, we met Chato.
This is a very interesting turn of events, guys.
So
This is pretty interesting.
So we got invited to a press conference for the Crypto Arena because obviously he was going to perform.
To announce.
And then we're like, hey, let's go and we'll ask him the question. Yep. Like, what that happened?
We said, this is absolutely perfect. This time is perfect. So, you know, what happened is before they do like their biggest shows, they do like a press conference. Invitan a todos.
Just for promotion.
So if you guys saw, for promotion. So if you guys saw us on like Telemundo and stuff, like we were there too. You know, they get special time or whatever, but we were there. So you get to ask your questions. And of course you do promotion on your social media, but you also get to ask a few questions. But we get there, we're all waiting outside. And what happened?
We have our questions ready, obviously.
Yeah. We had the juicy stuff for you guys.
And we had the juiciest questions and we put it in a good form where, you know, he can't dodge the
question. I still remember. It was a really good question.
And, you know, we're preparing. We're ready to get in. And then the manager comes out. Her manager, right?
No, I think it was like his publicist.
Publicist.
But for the day, it was a lady in charge of what was going on. She got us all, you know, rounded up. And she said, hey, you guys can ask, you know, about anything. Try to focus on the promotion for the event. You know, at the end of the day, that's what they're there for. But absolutely no questions about what's going on with the other
Actually, the first thing she came out, she said, Chato does not want to be asked about the group. He just wants to be asked about, like, the crypto arena. So right away, with the three of us looking at each other, we're like, to L.A.
Yeah,
guys, this is so funny because, like, it's, like, legit people, you know? Like, you have the lady from Telemundo that, like, everybody knows. You have, you know, all these, like, major media news outlets.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, there's, like, a little lesser known ones.
And then our dumbasses.
And then, but they're all like they live off of that. Like, that's what they do. They're like 30 and above. Like, that's their career. And then there's us. That day was us three.
All out.
And then the lady's like, Chato no quiere que le pregunten. Ah, ya todos a qué vinimos.
bro.
And they turned around. And I know at least a few people heard. Not everybody heard. But a few people were like.
And then
what did you say?
I was like, what? I was like, well, ya no tengo preguntas.
He's like, ya vámonos.
And they all turned around. I was like, oh, shit.
Bro, we're not getting invited again. Those are desmadrosos, guys.
No, no, so.
Well, honestly, let's be honest. It did feel like we pulled up for no reason, you know?
Yeah, obviously. Well, not specifically. I mean, I did want to meet Chato and stuff.
Oh, no,
we go inside.
This guy.
And then, like, Chato sees us. So he, like, comes, says, what's up? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, like, cool. He recognized us.
Yeah, guys, he recognized us.
Then they interviewed Chato. We obviously didn't have any questions.
So what happens, I'll let you guys kind of know what happens. They set up the little table with the microphones. The people that go set their little microphone with their name of their news outlet right there. He sits down. Everybody sets like their 100 cameras. They stand behind and they just kind of, someone starts the first question and everybody's ready. Like right when he's done, like half a second later, somebody's already asking the next one.
Like they kind of fight over like who asked.
Yeah. They fight over it because I guess really if they have their question and somebody else asks it, then it kind of like messes it up because they like, they're looking at the other camera. So anyway, it's on the mother right there.
Everybody's just trying to get the best question.
And we were set up, but we had no questions anymore. So, well, after they said you can ask that. So we just, honestly, we just sat down on the side. But then after we talked to him a little bit.
Yeah, we talked to him and then I noticed that, I mean, it's my first time meeting Chato. I don't know how he like is as a person. But one thing I did notice that like, he seemed kind of like worried.
And that paniqueado.
Or like, he just didn't want to be asked, and then our stupid ass, Chato! He's like, oh, shit.
Maybe it was something like that,
He saw y'all from the distance, he's like, oh.
He's fucking laughing me and shit.
But we didn't know about the audio, right?
No, the audio wasn't out yet. We just knew, like, the group broke up.
Yeah, we just knew the group broke up, and then we saw the audio later that afternoon. I think maybe he might have seen it already. Maybe that's why he seemed a little... Yeah, I mean, we don't have anything else to compare it to, you know? Maybe that's how he is in his everyday life.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
We've only met him the one time. Hopefully not the only time. And yeah, but he did seem like a little like worried.
If that's the right word. I think it's kind of crazy how...
Oh, and we invited him to the podcast too. Dude, Jason was nervous to meet him for some reason.
I was nervous, yeah.
Well, why did we even go?
Dude, he was like, he went up to Chato and he was like, hey, Chato, me and him grew up listening to your music. And I was like, no, we didn't.
You're older than him.
He came out like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was super nervous. Honestly, I feel like if these fools are not going to talk, so I feel like I kind of took
it. I have to
say something. If it comes out right or wrong, at least I got to go on and, you know, give him the respect that he has for what he did, you know, in the music industry. and invite him to the podcast. And I will also talk to the actual manager. His name is Ricky. And we told him that, you know, whenever he wants to hop on, like, he'll hop on the podcast. It'd be an honor. And, I mean, as of right now, it doesn't look like he's going to hop on.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think he'll ever, like, talk about it.
Nah, I don't think so.
I think it's going to be the same thing as the car accident. He's just going to wait till it dies out and just...
write it out?
Yeah. No, but, like, in the car accident, like, there wasn't... like, there was people accusing him of other shit, but, like, there wasn't really, like... I don't want to say proof, but, like, there's, like, a leaked-ass audio. Like, yeah. That's a little different. Like, how could you defend yourself there?
Yeah, because, I mean...
and not only that, but, like, literally everybody left. Like, the Tololoche stayed for 2 weeks or a week, and now he's gone. So, literally, like, everyone's gone.
Yeah, and I think that was a little different, too, because, you know, he was a victim. You know, he was a victim of a car crash at that point. And that's what happened. But in this case... and maybe the other people involved or whatever people were mad about, they didn't have an outlet to speak. But in this case, it's different. You know, people that are known, people that have fans are against him. And maybe they will talk about it eventually. So it's a little scary. It'd be a little bit scary. And also because last time it was all like support, you know, get better soon. You know, we weren't doing the podcast yet, you know. But either way, like, we wish him well. You know, to get better, to get back into his activities. But in this case, you know, it's a little bit different. And in the comments, you can see people that are taking sides now. It's not all, like, supportive. Some people are saying things like, you know, now we know how you are. Like, they're not supporting.
Yeah, I think the audio kind of speaks for itself. Obviously, he wasn't talking in the most respectful way. Obviously, you could see the frustrations of the members. And obviously... you know, if you have to leave a group is because it was a toxic environment. And in this case, it was all of them. So I feel like, I don't know.
I hate to make assumptions. I feel like we don't know a lot, but they're also not speaking out on it.
And yeah, that's the thing too.
Yeah, and I was going to say that. I feel like,
come on.
You know, Chato doesn't have any leverage on this hand.
You don't think so?
Well, I mean, as of now, what we see in the public, we just see an audio of him, you know, kind of arguing.
Yeah, and then also too, I feel like, you know, if he comes on the podcast... and he could say maybe the circumstances of that audio because, you know, sometimes we argue between us, you know, and it's nothing like that, you know?
Like, this is just what we...
this is just entre compas.
Yeah, like compa talk.
You see, now, like...
porque así me has dicho tú, ¿eh? ¿Qué? Y quiero que la gente sepa. He has also told me, I made you. He has told me that.
Dude, you know what's so funny? Kiko was mad. He's like, why would Chato say that he made everyone? It's all fucked up.
He's like, that is literally so messed up.
What about me? So you tell me that shit every day.
Not every day.
Not every day. Not anymore.
Boy, back then.
But he did tell me at least 5 times that he made me.
It was twice.
That's part of the reason why we had a fall off.
Yeah. Now you know. Don't tell your homie you made him because you'll fall off.
You can't help him get out of the comfort zone or else they get mad.
Don't take help from your homies because otherwise they're going to say they made you forever.
It's not about you guys, but... On to
Dick, let me just fucking ask my question, perro.
Oh, my bad, man. That's
it. Go ahead. Chill, Chato. Golpeado.
No, me
Yo.
Shut up, radio.
A ver, pues.
Lupito.
Okay, ask your question.
A ver, it better be a good one.
Nah, I want to ask.
It better be good.
Now that the audio leaked, you think fans will see him different to how they've seen him before?
Yes.
I think so, because you talk very boldly on that.
I think also, too, because like I did not know Chato was like...
now that, some people are like, going to say he has that in him.
Yeah, like, I didn't know he was, like... well, how they say that he gets drunk a lot. Because there's even a clip, too, of... he was doing some little interview, and then they were like, oh, ¿quién es el más enojón? I was like, Chato, ¿quién es el más mala copa? Chato. And then Chato got kind of bothered, like, oh, ¿a qué va esto?
Yeah, ¿qué va esto? Porque todas las preguntas son contra mí. And the interviewer was like, oh, no, yo nomás estoy haciendo preguntas, y pues... no, like, he wanted to say in the nicest way possible, like, pues, te están cayendo todas a ti, pero no era con esa intención.
¿Y the shoes fit?
Yeah, I don't know. Already, it's tough.
Right there was already signs of you know, toxicity.
Yeah, but I mean, on the other side, like, how hard would it be to have people like judge every single move that somebody makes, you know? And then him at such a young age. But
I mean, yeah, you're young, and así son las enseñanzas de la vida.
My bad.
Así son las enseñanzas de la vida. You know, obviously, if whether, you know, Chato's right or wrong, he's going to reflect on this and be like, oh, shit, I grew from it. You know, yeah. Just like any other human, you know, we could sit down and say all this stuff, but then, you know, us as humans, we're just as imperfect as anybody else.
Yeah, so I don't want to say they'll have their own opinions on.
I don't want to say like
the
matter, that I'm bashing on
the fans,
Nitro and the musicians, or I want to say that I'm bashing on Chato and, you know, his whole side of the story.
I don't know. Half of the fans are like, oh well, I don't care, I still like the music.
Yeah, some fans are like that,
like hardcore, and they be fighting and like in between each other in the comments, like, y'all gotta chill.
They be defending him like Kanye.
Así defendieron a su mamá, eh? Más les vale.
And then, well, luckily it was the last show at the Crypto Arena. But how did you guys see that the show went? Jason didn't go.
Well,
yeah, I went, but I literally left after the first song.
I can't really say anything because, like, obviously I have never heard them play together, like, in Nitro and Ivan and all of them. But it was pretty cool. I was drunk.
You were drunk?
Not drunk.
You drove, and you took
the sister. I did.
You were driving both of your sisters.
No.
You were drunk driving your sisters.
Now imagine somebody coming in here, hella judging inconsiderate, judging your actions, knowing damn well you were driving.
I was not drunk.
And drinking.
I was not drunk. I was not drunk.
With more people in the car.
I take that back.
Look, the tables turned.
I take that back.
Tables turned. Look, hella judging.
Judging what? I never judged
drunkers. Little film.
Back to
driving your sister's drunk home.
No, I was sober by the time I stopped drinking. Literally, the first two songs, and then I stopped drinking.
Some fan, we said what's up. We took a picture at the front, and then he gives me like, he goes like, they're like, hey, can you bring this in for me? And then I was like, what is it? Like, I didn't want to touch it, and I just saw it was like a little baggie, and it had something white. It wasn't Coke though, but I thought it was Coke. And I was like, nah, bro, like, I want to bring that in. Like, just bring it in yourself. And then he's like, nah, come on, bro, do me a favor. And I was like, oh, it's okay, he's down. And then I found out that it was, like, a little collar that he bought for his girlfriend.
Oh.
And I didn't want to bring it in. But then, like, I saw it, and I was like, oh, well, like, what the fuck? Who?
Yeah, because then he could take all your stuff out of your pockets and stuff, and he didn't want his girl to see it.
Yeah, and then I passed it for him, and then, he's still trying to do shit like that.
He's like, oh, thanks for the favor.
Yeah, and the security saw and shit. But I got the homie.
Yeah.
And then Gekko, why would he do that? Actually, I would have been down.
I would have.
Yeah, when my expert opinion on not knowing anything about music, I thought the show was good. I can't tell if, like, oh, they're off or this Adorno was not it. I don't know about that stuff. Mm-hmm. He does, but he chose not to go that day.
He had a lot of special guests.
We could talk on that. He had a lot of guests. I think it was cool. He had a
Enigma.
Los Farmers.
Enigma.
Los Farmers.
Código FN.
Jimmy was there.
Tony. Yeah.
Tony Aguirre. Aguirre. No, he had the song Malas Rachas. That was my favorite part of the whole thing.
Damn. So now that everybody left Chato for the second time, what do you guys think? He's going to stay solista or form another group?
I think he's
stay solista.
You know, he owns Marca Me Peso, that is going to keep going just with new musicians. But obviously, you know, if he keeps treating or something keeps like happening in between what happened between what happened this time, you know, it's just going to keep like repeating its cycle. You know, something
has to change.
No, didn't make sense.
He corrió para allá. Fuera. Hey, but English is his main language, my boy.
He's the best fluent speaker.
He's like, I know I'm talented.
He's talented, the healthiest, and the.
I'm just saying, something has to change. So
and if he was buff, he'd be a 10.
Uh-huh. 10 inches of neck.
Hey, the reason why I'm tall is because of his neck, G.
All right.
Without the neck, you 5-1.
But I have a follow-up question for that.
I just didn't want to answer his question.
No, just to answer your question, I think we've already seen what he's going to do. He is still Chato. He owns Marca Me Peso, so he's going to keep going with that. He just got new musicians, and he's going to go on like that. Yeah. Y que la gente diga.
Santiago.
San Diego?
Santiago. What's your opinion?
What's your question?
Perro.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
You're a dick. The first time I come with fucking good questions, y'all acting like assholes.
I want to make a point of that. This is the first time you guys heard it.
I know.
2 years he comes with questions.
Good questions.
Because I want to cough. He's going to say, that's Marca Me Pe, and he's not going to change the name. He's just going to get new musicians, and that's it.
I have a follow up question. I have to read it because it's actually really good.
I thought he couldn't do this. He just chose not to.
Do y'all think the main singer in every group is the main character, or do the músicos have a part in it?
They have a part in it?
Mm-hmm. I think the singer
a part
does,
of what?
The singer about, like, does hold a big part of the grupación. Huge.
What do you mean by that?
He doesn't want to answer,
your question.
No, he said, what? My question to you was,
what do I mean by
the other musicians having a part of what?
Because basically, well, the way I see it, I feel like the singer is
a
basically
part of what, though? A part of what?
Like, or the fame, you know? Like, do they get the same attention that the main singer gets?
Oh, no.
It's in the name. No, but I know what.
Well, if the group is called fucking Elección, is it gonna be, oh, also your name's Elección because it's in the name? No, because it's a group, it's, right? It's, so, like, it's why does the main singer
by
get
group
the
basis?
That's what I'm saying.
I think Marca MP was actually one of the groups that everybody had, like, their own little spotlight. Of course, Chato by far has the most fans, the most everything.
The most,
of
followers.
Course, he's the main singer.
The
so
followers, yeah.
You know, just as in the name, he's the main one. But in this case, you know, Nitro, like, did shine, you know? He wasn't just, like, in the background.
And he had history of,
did,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you guys know he retired that guitar?
Yeah, I saw the video. It was really sad.
That's probably sad.
I got sad, too. Because he was, like, his brother was, like,
he's sad for everything.
That's some sympathy, man. Yeah, he was, like, we could change her. We could, like, take off the MP and, like, just leave it red. And he was, like, no, esa sí se va a quedar. And he put it, closed the case. And I know we all cried.
That's crazy.
I cried a little bit.
So, I mean, that kind of shows that how much it meant for him to be there, part of that grupación, you know, that he had to retire that custom-made guitar. It was a custom-made guitar.
Yeah, I feel like they all...
He put some crazy
as musicians, they really all excelled in their field.
Like hypertension, strain.
But just sometimes, you know, like, we know about that too. Sometimes there's tensions in the group. That
Of course.
Everyone likes a giggle.
Bitch, what?
No, yeah. Everyone likes that you, that's why.
Yeah, because there's tension, like, when you say you make someone, you know?
Or there's tension when you try to leave, too.
Guys, Gecko tried to leave you.
He put it as 2-week notice.
Can we talk about it?
I think we'll talk about it a little bit because I don't want you guys to think that.
Don't put him
in nomás andamos hablando ahí.
I'd be going.
It happens, guys. It happened with us, too. You know? It happened with us too. Problemas pasan. Problemas pasan en todos lados.
Yup. Guaranteed.
Yup.
Well, honestly, in this case,
¿Qué verga, puto?
Each member in Marca MP did, you know, have something to, you know, show for themselves, but, you know, Marca MP will always be Chato. MP is MP.
Andamos mejor.
Jason literally said, no, I don't want to go no more. The other músicos aren't there. It's just not the same.
He's like, it's not Marca MP. I'll pass. You guys can have my ticket.
Yeah. And then 30 minutes before.
Business minutes later. You know what? Like, I'm just bored. I think I'm going to go.
I gave my floor
seat. After Angel, like, already gave the ticket to someone.
I gave my floor seat to someone.
So Angel bought 2 tickets last minute, like, literally 30 minutes before the concert. And Jason, like, had a ticket.
No, I was messing around.
Jason has done me so dirty lately, guys.
No,
Jason is a little
I was messing
fake.
Around,
and that's what, and I understand Chato. I'm gonna get mad at him.
Okay.
Scream at him too.
Okay.
Lupito.
You deserve it.
How do you think Chato's feeling right now that everybody left? Damn, basically he got kicked out because everybody left and they started their own group.
Oh yeah, they started a group called what?
Cuatro
de Oro.
Cuarto de Oro.
No. Say it right.
Cuarto de Oro.
Cuarto
de Oro.
No, cuatro. Mm-hmm.
And that group consists of Ivan, Nitro.
Everyone but Chato.
Yeah, basically he got kicked out. Lupita joined too.
Lupita
like
joined.
If you see in the photo.
She joined or she just took a picture with them?
Well, no, they said, vamos duro. No, not like that.
Duro.
Vamos duro.
Uh-huh.
Duro.
Duro. Duro. Duro. Duro.
Burro.
Con
burro.
Lupita. So basically, well, it could be a chance that Lupita could become the new road manager.
Or maybe just guide them.
I mean,
right
I think it's interesting to see, you know, well, she said that she was like part of it now.
Oh,
it's interesting to see what role she's going to have. You know, she's not gonna play music. So I mean, I think
the chango.
You could tell that they already have like big plans for it. You know, whether it is to like book shows and stuff like that. I think. Do you guys think that their group, you know, not to compare with Marca Mepe, but do you guys think just as a regular group, they have a chance to make it? And be honest, be honest.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't. I think we'll make some noise, but like I don't.
You don't think they're gonna have a lasting career? And be honest, be honest.
I think I need to hear.
And don't take this like personal.
I've never
like
even
that.
Heard it. Who sings?
Ivan's primera, Nitro segunda.
I've never heard him sing, but I just feel like
I don't know. Very. It's a very, very, very like. It's saturated like, space.
It could be like Alta Consigna when they had like four people and everyone just made it. Everyone in Alta Consigna made it. Crecer Herman, Aaron Hill. Who else was in there?
Alex? Right.
Axel,
same shit.
Who was in Alta Consigna?
I forgot his name.
I was still in church. I don't even know.
Alta Consigna. They literally had... Oh, Dariel from Perdido de Sinaloa.
Oh, yeah, that's a blue heart.
Oh, he was...
They were all in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so... sorry, guys. I was still in church when this happened. So what happened? The Perdidos de Sinaloa guy, Dariel.
Se perdió.
Was he in Los Perdidos first or he was first?
No, he was with Alta Consigna.
He started with Alta Consigna. That just.
They all started together. They were all playing an instrument. Like they all sing like.
So then that broke up and he went to go do Los Perdidos?
Yeah, and then.
Really?
And then the other one, Crescer Herman left too. He made it.
He became a solista.
Oh, and Angel Montoya.
Yeah, that's the name.
Damn, they had five? Montoya.
Dude, everyone like separated and like made it on their own.
Yeah, they all became like independent or formed their own group.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Well, I'm rooting for you guys. If you guys are down to come on the podcast.
The guy from Perdidos, awesome. He's doing banda now.
Break.
Break it. From the break. Marshmallow, bomboncito, bomboncote. Turn off your phone. What was the last topic that we talked about?
Guys, this is another random shoot the bottle. We are 5,000... subscribers away from popping this bottle. Angel's scared to point it because he's gonna pop, but it got a little irons wrapped around because it's not gonna pop. But please subscribe. Y los que están comiendo, provecho. Y los que están tomando, salud.
What do you guys think about Ivan's deluxe album? Have you guys listened to it?
That shit was a motherfucking banger.
No, actually.
La última vez.
You haven't? I don't listen to Ivan.
Ivan!
I have
my boy!
Ivan!
Quick shout out! Quick shout out right here!
Congrats
for my primo!
Congrats on number 3 goal!
Guys, like
Ivan! Ivan!
Yo, shout out to my boy Ivan! My son,
I'll let him kick it in with!
Where's the bad bitch? Hey, my sister! Hey, my kid! My uncle! My uncle!
Damn, relax. I have been busy, but
hey, compa, how you been?
Let's see the manzanita
thing. Damn, un saludo a mi tía. Un saludo a mi tía.
My other one.
Hey, quick reel, quick reel.
Damn, right. It's just a quick TikTok. Hit the name.
Follow my other account.
I mean another account. Follow it quick. Give me your phone,
Y'all done?
Anything que se parezca a la realidad.
You did everything besides listen to the song, fool. You had one job.
We will take everything back if you can name 5 songs right now. We'll take everything back.
Está dañada, está dañado, Jay.
It's not está dañado, it's just dañado.
Same shit.
Yeah, so we're going back.
Jay, you know, obviously you know Jay.
Of course I know Jay.
Do you want to tell that story of how you know her?
No, Jay? It's my ex-girlfriend.
Alright, go name the songs.
The girl from the music video.
The covers are... That's it?
No.
Hasta la muerte.
Name... Okay, you're such a big fan, and you know, that's your boy.
That's your boy.
Name one of the 3 songs.
Oh, from Manzana? Oh, El Greñas.
No.
That's another Ivan song.
From the new deluxe songs on the deluxe album.
I know 4 of them was covered. Dañado.
No, the new one, the deluxe.
No, because he's your boy.
Dañado's on there, no?
I specifically asked for one of the 3 new songs on the deluxe album.
Listen to the question.
Oh, you yeah, no.
You yeah. What? What?
Highlight.
It's
highlight.
serios.
Dude,
just one song, bro.
One of the three songs.
Like, your sister's, like, the biggest fan.
Yeah. She is, and she's not here, so I haven't heard it.
We asked you, not your sister.
I know, but she's not, like, she's in Florida.
But he's your boy.
She's in Florida. Who, Ivan?
But it's your, Montana's your boy, but you should know this shit.
Ivan's your boy, too.
Yeah, I know that.
He knows. He knows it. Guys, his hand is famous.
No, it didn't come out.
I know. He was supposed to be on the cover, if you guys don't know.
Okay, Keiko doesn't know, but he sucks his cock really hard.
Dude, I really like, no, I don't.
What about, like, two Tony songs, at least?
Tony songs?
At least, you know, Tony.
From the album?
For the new album?
Oh, the new album. Dude, I haven't heard no songs.
Tony, legit? Like Tony Lloyd?
Legit? No, not even like from
or Tony
anybody.
Aguirre?
I haven't heard his song. I haven't heard it.
Los de la O, for the two for the
two,
new album?
A song from Los de la O?
Two from the new album, Los de la O?
Yeah. Two.
I actually was barely listening to it. No, Area 51.
No!
81, whatever. I know it says Area. It's 51, no?
He doesn't
from
know.
Los de la O? From
you're
the new
Montana,
album?
Are you sure?
Ambassador.
Are you sure? We're going to take away your jacket.
Dude, what jacket?
Send it back, wait. Send it to a real
It's already sent back.
My boy. You gotta show love.
You gotta show love.
Go, don't go as far as what you need to go. You don't know any of the songs.
It's called Lero 81 with Gerardo Ortiz, which I think is the highlight of that album.
What is it called?
Aero 81.
Dude, oh my God. I thought you at least know a word. Like, I didn't.
Why bro, I do not. La última vez, I do not know songs by, like.
I really like that song.
By what?
By the names.
How do you know them by?
I just remember. Yeah.
Okay, back to.
Like, you only, mean like the guy from the Google commercial?
There's that only goes, four.
Hey Siri, what is this song?
Nah, I can do it. There's only like four songs. I don't even know Jason's songs by memory. Or the name of the song.
What's the name of the latest song? What's the name of the latest song he dropped?
I haven't heard. No, bro, I swear, I haven't heard any new music.
Not even your boy?
We're asking you old music. How about old, like...
Okay, let's do this.
Why are you guys going to put me on the spot?
Redeem yourself. Literally, name one song in the world.
El Nini.
Huh?
El Nini.
Okay, there you go.
It's El Nina.
My boy. With who?
Edición Especial and Junior Torres.
There you go. See, you're valid.
Yeah, but that's song? Like a song. That's like a song that I
bro,
actually like.
To, oh my, God.
My boy, one fact away from.
All right, what's your guys' favorite song right now? What's your favorite song right now?
El Nini.
El Nini.
I listen to that shit like every day.
In general?
No, not Bad Bunny. But I don't want to hear no Bad Bunny.
Oh, I really like that song, the Aero 81. I also like the La Última Vez. By the one in the deluxe, the number 8 song.
I like that thought.
It's only deluxe I know is the one from Dragon Ball.
<He's> like, laugh.
Oh
no! I really like it. I identify with it.
Wow. Dude,
I thought
I wasn't
heartbroken, but I listened to
it. Pussy and Millions by Drake and
that's not
Jumbotron. Shit, that one's good too.
Damn, I have a hard time listening to like English music. Like liking English music.
I don't know. I just think the Spanish language is more like, I don't know.
More upbeat.
I just think it's like more like personal. I don't know. It just hits more.
Do you think Manzana will watch it?
Yeah. I hope so.
I think the Spanish language, like it's more like romantic type of shit. Like on some like, no cap type of stuff.
Yep.
An asshole.
I don't know, man. The lyric is good to me.
For you, come on. It's because like we put you
bro,
on the spot,
I have not
but, like
listened,
at least one song.
I have not listened to any of the new music.
Old music.
What?
Old music.
Fuga pa Cali, El Greñas. El Greñas is from Ivan.
Okay, we're past that, my boy.
Okay, well I'm just saying, bitch. Like y'all put me on like.
Okay, rate.
Like y'all swear like I have time to be listening to fucking
Montana's artist.
Let's give
no
overall.
Any new music, bitch.
Let's give a okay. Let's get an overall rate.
Let's say you name them.
I don't know. We're then putting you on the spot because you're the one. You know
what?
Like we're saying, Ivan. My son.
Okay,
putting you on the spot. But what is a serious rate on Ivan's album?
All right, let's. Album, Augusto what? Papá.
1 to 10.
Rates Alvin's deluxe album.
I'm gonna say 10.
Yeah, I haven't heard it.
I say,
dude, it's almost a perfect.
I give it
a
man. 9. You know what?
Why not a 10?
Number 8 song. I give it a 10. I identified with it. I like it.
I identified.
I can't ask for any more. Thank you.
Why not a 10?
Especially La Última Vez.
One out of ten from you.
La última vez, that one's like it, my boy.
More like I have, I've consumed.
Tatuajes.
La última vez, like deeply, like I really like everything. Like I paid attention to like all the instruments, all like you know the background noises, because there are some new sounds that you don't regularly listen to in the regional mexicano, and that's what made it good for me.
But not perfect.
Well, I mean, you know, perfect is a subjective, you know.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand.
But yeah, I feel like a lot of people can identify with the melodies and the lyrics. I feel like that's why it stayed on number one for like at least a week, and went global.
Past Bad Bunny
three on the
Bad Bunny
se
la peló.
Yeah,
he's on top of Bad Bunny right now. Before we like met up, he was actually number one.
Yeah,
and once we like balled this shit,
yeah,
he was number two. We're like, oh shit.
Yes, guys, it is like up to date at the moment of this recording.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Ivan. Huge accomplishments. Out,
yeah the numbers are insane. King, shout out to Anuel.
Well, he came out in Rolling Stone.
He's the king of, well, I mean, he's like the king of the charts right now.
Yeah, of this, turns of this new wave. Mexicano. He's
no
on
one
top.
Has topped him.
He's a golden boy.
He's the golden boy right now. Baby Goat, shout out to you. Can't wait to have you on the podcast, bro.
See you Tuesday.
Martes.
Dude, and then Esteban Gabriel.
I was ready to throw punches.
An album with.
Hey, yeah, not me though.
Oh, I like his album.
Esteban Gabriel?
Yeah. Nah.
Name one song.
Nah.
Oh my.
I haven't listened to it. I'll be honest.
Nah. A little...
I heard him from TikTok. Now, yeah, fucking on. But he did
Piel de Seda.
A remix of it on Tu Cumbia.
Sounds sick.
I think it's sick.
That's smart of Esteban Gabriel because you know the cumbias are kind of like.
Everybody Texas. Wants to like dance and do the little leg thing. Like
that's
this.
Not cumbia.
That's not cumbia?
I'll do 20 song. What you talking
it
about?
Is cumbia or not?
Well, it's not like. Cumbia, yeah, it's yeah, like a new.
Like,
it's like
cumbia,
a,
but then there's like.
What's not cumbia?
It's like a new.
That's not a cumbia.
You can dance it different. Like.
Is it a cumbia or not?
Because there's like different types.
Yes,
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about like old style cumbia, like.
Yeah, you're good, yeah.
Oh, you're talking about like.
Compared to like
the F cumbias.
Yeah,
I see those videos sometimes and I'm like, damn, me and Diego would be right there if we never left.
Me and too. The- en la plaza, fuck yeah, the jaloncito and everything. What, bitch? You act
are
like
you from El Defe? Are you from El Defe?
You act like I'm not fucking 30 minutes away from Defe.
He's actually the only one here that has an accent.
I have a heavier accent than both of you.
You are heavier.
Bitch, he goes to the gym one time. Hey, and hey,
highlight.
Our Philippine editor clip.
Getting paid 2 cents an hour.
No, I can't say that. I should get to cut that off.
Yeah. I'll cut it off.
What would you
I'll
say?
I'll cut that off too.
No, nah, leave my it. Pussy. Leave paso. It, pussy. Que se rea se aguanta.
El que rea se aguanta. You better okay. Get him back. Look at that.
No se aguanta todo eso.
Fucking thumb haircut.
Let me see that hairline.
Hey,
I laughed. I coughed. And other people have hairline issues too.
I got you.
I laughed. I just coughed. I coughed because I laughed.
Every time he coughs, it means he's laughing. It's like translation.
Oh my God.
Fucking dumb bitch.
Yeah, but shout out to Esteban Gabriel for switching it up. I did not see this coming. And look, it worked out.
I didn't. That was crazy.
Pegó. Because we all want to dance, you know, pero pues a veces no hay con quien.
Why do you think Ivan is so successful right now?
I think Ivan is so successful because he has this voice that is like deep, and you could tell he incorporates a lot of like the music that he likes, which is like Arctic Monkeys, alternative rock with like Adam Maverick. Like you can feel that he throws in like a piece of everybody.
Yeah, that's so
dope. And puts it into what he's made now. And it's not like the regular regional shit, you know, he's singing and like that's it, but you could hear like the background noise, like Jesus, like the ha ha.
And I think also there's that little magic when you're part of the demographic you're trying to target, you understand how they're feeling, what they want to hear, and you know, he delivers.
Yeah, I was reading the article and I was saying that like he gives you the feeling of being lonely, sad, no.
Like you're not heartbroken, you're just sad listening to Ivan. You're more sad than Ivan.
Dead ass.
Like Jay broke us more than Ivan.
No,
well, basically it's like an experience. Well, everybody,
My boy has a personal experience.
If y'all watched the video, go comment, take that girl out. Just kidding.
No, something that I noticed about Ivan's music is he's not using the traditional strumming. He's not doing bajels. So you hear the boom cha cha boom cha cha. It's
yeah. Can you explain that to me? So he's not doing the boom cha.
Okay, so basically
the full strum.
So the basic bajel in the regional is boom boom cha or boom cha cha or the.
Like that's the beat.
That's the beat. So it's basically a note and then a strum and then a note and then a strum.
Okay, I have a question now. Is that still regional mexicano then?
I think since he blew up in regional mexicano, I think
that's a good hand.
It's regional mexicano, but I feel like
until he says other way.
Anybody that you know is not too familiar with regional mexicano could be like, oh, this could be like indie. This could be like. Soft pop, this could be like
something stopped
anything else, you know?
Recording.
But I feel like the sounds that he's using are definitely out of the regional mexicano. I feel like that's what makes it really creative and really cool.
Definitely pushing boundaries.
Another thing that we learned is that Ivan used a producer for this album. This producer, I don't know what type of music he makes, but I'm assuming he makes other types of music. Maybe he was the one that incorporated the drums.
Yeah, because a producer has a lot to do with the final sound.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, Ivan's not a drummer. I could be wrong, but...
You don't go to the right producer?
You see Ivan with the head around.
He's like my boy.
Fucking metal music. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Throw the negro with long hair in his house.
But damn, that's fucking badass. Like, Ivan's really doing something different.
And he's young.
And we're going to have him on Tuesday.
And we're going to have him on Tuesday, so we'll be ready for that. Guys, in the comments, rate what would you guys think
the
album is 1 through 10.
Shout out to Ivan for knowing that when he's about to make an announcement or drop something or just wants to explain something, he comes to the right outlet because he knows his audience and like what they listen to and who they like to watch instead of going to like...
Univision, Telemundo.
Because I would have never seen the interview. Mm-hmm. Dude, he has interviews. I've never even seen him.
I don't know. I think we could touch up on that a little bit. On also like that video that with Mark and Pepe, where the guy, you know, had the space with them, the time with them to record. When I saw the video, it did not have 1,000 views. How in the hell does he get that opportunity and doesn't get more than 1,000 views? And we don't get it.
Yeah, that's what we're wondering. Comment down below, like help us out too, because we're thinking too. Like, you know, we've seen JLP like a lot of times. And, like, he doesn't come. But he'll go to, like, an outlet, like, that probably has, like, smaller than us. Like, what's wrong with us? Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think is wrong with us? Or why do you guys think artists choose to go elsewhere to make an announcement? You know, just to have a regular conversation, an entrevista, instead of us. What can we improve on to be, you know, para que los artistas nos consideren en venir acá también?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Let us know because that information is really important to us. Obviously, it's going to help us progress and get more artists. And, like, you know, we got Tokisha on. Maybe we get more artists outside of the Regional Mexicano. I think that would be very interesting. Hi.
What else should we talk about?
Anything you guys want to get off your chest towards the end? Yeah, it's el final.
A cough.
Literally.
Literally. But yeah, guys.
Remember when I asked Jason what's 8 times 7 and he said 56, and then I asked him what's 7 times 8? He's like 72.
Yeah, I did.
I think we should do a video where we ask each other like super, like smarter than a fifth grader question type of thing. I think people would have
kicked it inside at recess and shit.
Yeah, you're a fucking nerd. I'll do good with math, but like anything about history or science, I don't give a fuck. And I
For real though. I would get my lunch and not go back to the class. It was like the saddest thing ever.
For us?
Yeah, dude.
Wait, in high school or throughout your whole year?
I don't want to answer the high school question, but middle school for sure. All 3 years, I would get my lunch, and some classes they would open them up, you know, and like the teacher would just be like eating their lunch on their desk, and it was kind of like an open classroom. Like you just go in there and
watch. Should have kicked it with us, fool.
You remember those fucking candies?
Yeah, they took me out the trenches.
That the French teacher was on?
That's what he says he made me.
French teacher.
Oh, the bonbons,
dude. Those shits are fire. I tried looking them up, and I couldn't find them.
Man, what are those?
I don't know.
I remember, but I don't know how they really good. They're called bonbons or something like that.
Some from school, huh?
Yeah. The French teacher was selling.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't think I ever tried them. I don't know where to get it.
What are you talking about?
And since I didn't talk to nobody in high school, like, and I didn't have French class, I was never.
Y'all remember Cherry?
Yeah.
South of Target.
Really? I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. He texted me one time.
Bro?
Yeah.
Bro, Cherry was, dude, I feel
hilarious.
I feel bad for him.
He's like you.
Yeah, like you Google.
What? Yeah, like yeah. Funny this
month. Fuck no. You know, one time we made him sing.
I remember. Oh, I remember. He said, like, Serenata for a girl.
For a girl, yeah.
No, to a teacher.
No, it was to a girl.
Oh, well, I was there.
He would be down to a teacher, too.
We were literally the only ones in the
school. We did the karaoke shit in the middle of the hallway in front of everybody during lunch.
Guys, Keiko was the guy that would walk around with like some big.
He was a workman hug guy.
He did something. And he would be like shuffling and stuff. I'm like, bro, I'm trying to get to my class. I already shuffling.
What's that shit called?
Chinelo?
Chinelo suit.
And that was only one time.
I don't know what that is.
That was only one time. The big. What do you mean? Aren't you fucking? They do that dance at your fucking pueblos.
Chinelo. Pues serán las tradiciones de tu pueblo porque
mi pueblo. The ones that come in.
Bro, how can you?
You remember Giggle?
Are you with me saying I don't know something?
Bro, you know it. You probably just don't know the name. You probably seen it.
If he's telling you no, then there's no way.
See, wait.
I'm trying to contradict his answer.
Guys, look at what I have to do. I've never seen that thing in my life.
He came wearing all of that.
For real? You never
He's like, no, you
damn,
haven't.
Nunca salía, güey. Nunca salía. Not even in Mexico.
Pues a tu pueblo, no.
Not even in Mexico.
Gracias a Dios.
Damn.
Dios nos libre.
Porque hubiera salido pendejo con él.
Dios nos libre. Yeah, guys, but this one was like dancing and stuff, and like during passing.
Bitch,
like,
you never seen me. You were fucking in classrooms reading.
No, okay. He was the guy that would like stand on the corner of the building, guarding the corner, whatever. So everybody was in their class, and then he would go.
Where you're saying I was dancing? Now you're saying I'm guarding makeup.
Yeah, he was a word my hug out fool for sure. 100% confirmed. Who? Promise. Me? All my life.
I was a big motherfucker in high school.
Thanks to that sign, thanks to that super shiny sign, he is not the word my hug out no more.
Thanks to
a round of applause for that.
Thanks to a round of applause to the sign.
That is where my kid at.
Highlight.
That was my kid.
Let me see my kid.
Now he's a let me see my kid.
Let me see my kid on the weekend.
Me and Diego were cool. We made y'all cool.
Yeah, guys. There's levels of down badness. Like, they were the cool ones. They really were the cool ones.
No, we weren't.
He tried. I honestly didn't even try. I was super down bad. During lunch, I would just sit inside a classroom. I didn't talk to nobody.
You wouldn't take that black.
Not even in high school. Not even after high school. Like,
no, Giggle. But also thanks to the
sign.
Hey,
thanks to the sign.
Giggle look like a T-Mobile worker.
You know what? You guys want to know something about Angel? So me and him had class together senior year, and we sat next to each other. And obviously he didn't say much. You know, he still doesn't say much. But one thing that I noticed about Angel was that he was always about. The hype clothes, like he would go on Supreme, and I would look at his computer. I was like, "What is this motherfucker
doing?" Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to keep myself busy because I didn't, bro. It was to the point where, like, if I didn't have a pencil, like I would go the whole class without a pencil. Like I would not ask the person next to me for a pencil. I was like, I'd rather not do nothing than talk.
And
to
I had,
yeah. And honestly, like I would look at what he was doing, so I was like, "Hey, shit!" Like I'm gonna look up shit, and I would look up things, and I'd be like, "Hey, bro, what you think about this shit?"
Really.
Yeah,
I don't remember talking to you.
Like, I had a class with Angel in college, history or something. She was like a big theater room.
The bald guy.
Yeah.
Hey, and I remember Ricky.
Yeah, I used to sit next to Ricky because
I used to sit behind you guys.
No, in front.
We never talked.
We used to talk shit on Angel because Angel would come in with like some Gucci hat.
That's crazy.
You got a Gucci hat, right? Like,
yeah, I did
gay.
Have it. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I should say gay.
No, yeah, guys, but she's my.
But it just looked like immediately looked fruity.
Oh my god!
He thought he was.
I didn't pass the class.
I didn't pass either.
Were you actually like a scholar or? You
oh no, because Ricky was like, "Hey, that dude like sells babe," and he was like on a helicopter one time. He was like, "The dude with the Gucci hat, he looks fruity." Like I don't.
Know. Yeah. Oh, with your homeboy.
I don't think so.
Damn, guys. Yeah,
God,
well,
with your
that's
homeboy,
crazy, guys.
Homeboy?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's really changed my life a lot. I went from being at like church and never going out. Like, bro, like, what I did on Friday's nights was go to church.
Damn.
Yeah.
Do you still remember the first house party you went to?
And I still remember the first house party that I went to.
Crazy.
Yeah. I think my life has changed the most out of all these guys. Because they were already popular. They already talked to people.
We didn't even have our numbers.
It was Keiko and then you. Because Keiko was, like,
afraid
of getting cooked by every single person. Like, where my hug at, down without me, girl. Like, you'd go to Jack in the Box and, like, how's it going, girl?
You would talk to girls like you didn't even know them?
Yes, and yeah, I love my Jack in the Box.
Dang, girl.
Damn.
Damn, girl, putting in the work. Huh?
Putting in the work. Oh, the hours.
Hey, we got free fries. Shut up. We got free food.
And look where that got you.
Like, and we hit the curb.
Remember the time he like drove off the street at your bumper? Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
And he got mad at us.
Well, they probably found out right now, because to this day, they didn't know what happened until now.
Oh, yeah. Also, like the hood, it was this guy. He crashed into
Jason threw a cone at Giggle's hood. It dented it, made a like big ass dent, and he never paid for
and
it.
He was like,
"No, I won't make him pay for it." But I'm just waiting for him to.
Okay. We'll leave it as that.
Dude, he's not gonna pay you, bro. Jason like owes me like
$10,000
in bets. Look. He never paid.
Yeah. Not when he gets his new car or
when you really want me to pay for you, like do it like a man. Like, hey, bro, can I speak to you?
Man to man, don't wait. Porque te cobran.
Exactly.
I'll tell you that.
And then
you're not supposed to say exactly, because you're not going to agree with this.
Okay. But what I'm saying, like, you know, have a conversation with me.
I'm waiting till the moment's right.
Okay, for sure. But Keiko, like, he's kind of, you know, has his personality, like, called this madrosa, like, hey, man, like, why are you going to pay? Blah, blah. Like, I can't take him serious like that. Like
what?
Yo, guys, like, I'm going to tell you how it is. Si sabes. If you know, if you know,
but like, I don't know if he's really trying to communicate.
He doesn't know. Okay,
well, look,
I'm gonna
tell you that is right, but he does not need to communicate to you that you damaged his property.
Yeah, but
and as the man that you are trying to be,
I should have fucking
own up to your desmadre.
See desmadre.
See what the damage was. Okay. See, there you go. Guys, you guys can see he's not trying to own up to his mistake.
That's why I'm scared to let him borrow my car.
I'm not saying. I'm saying, okay.
When I get my Subaru,
okay, well, you're gonna pay.
You ain't driving shit.
I know. I ain't gonna let you drive my Subaru.
I'm
letting nobody drive it.
Why?
Basically, you told me fucking that day Ricky was burning out in it.
What?
Your car?
Yeah.
¿Para qué son los carros? Para gozar.
No.
Not that one.
Yeah, well, that one's whack.
Which one?
Your Mustang?
Who crashed the Mustang? You?
You stupid.
Dude, like a week after.
We told Mo.
Oh, yeah?
That when you got it, like, days after, you hit it.
Yeah, I crashed that hole.
Yeah, then he said, I knew he was going to crash.
Damn. I told him.
Angel let me use a Supra. He's a nice guy.
Nah.
I wouldn't.
Nah, I wouldn't even let you use fucking...
I'm going to buy a brand new. No. Not like nobody driving.
Yeah, when I get my Super,
because I know you're gonna try to go through
when I get my seat or my Super. Don't even ask.
The hood is like too long and stuff. Like you're not gonna make the turn.
Too long. What the
you could borrow my car.
¿Qué pasó ayer?
Or bike.
He wasn't even in the car and you took off.
Oh yeah.
It's because look, this was up with you. Eres muy descuidado.
Yeah.
Eres muy atrabancado.
Irresponsible.
Si no es tuyo, no te importa.
Sometimes, and a lot of stuff no te vale.
And you don't care about yourself.
Sometimes you just need to stop, take a deep breath. Think for a little bit and go.
And then, like, you damage something and you, like, laugh. Or you did something, like, oh shit. Like, yeah, I almost ran over Keiko.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you were so cool.
Dude, I landed ran over. Yesterday, this woman fucking got hit.
Oh, we didn't talk about. Dude. Okay, so yesterday.
Wow, that road rage.
I was talking to this guy right here outside.
Oh, right here? And,
when I left?
Where my car
left? Yeah, where you guys left. Like, he got his car parked right there. So he was sitting inside of the car. Well, half, and I was standing, and the door was open, right? We're just chopping it up, whatever. Right here, the street right here, there's, like, a little car, and, like, it turns in, like, super hard. It was coming on beach like that, so it turned, and then it went back. Like, it kind of did a U-turn on, like, going towards where they're making
you gotta, like, say the full thing about the other car chasing.
Yeah, well, like, towards the gas station they're making. And right behind there was, like, an SUV, like, following it, too. It, like, dio la vuelta así también.
All the way.
Con huevos. I thought it was going to flip over. So they get to the end of the street, and the little car stops and tries to do a U-turn, and the SUV, bah, crashes into it.
Really?
But the little car, somehow, like, still did the U-turn. And it was dumb. Like, he was sure, like, not done a U-turn. But it was, like, a 12-point turn after they crashed, and then the guy comes this way, y le pisa todo. He probably got to, like, 50 miles an hour. And then I see it, and I was like, oh, damn, he's kind of coming this way.
He moved behind the door.
And all we did was, like, literally move 2 inches, and we were on the road. If the guy would have just decided to go straight and crash into us, like, it would have been over.
Yeah, we would have, like...
But the guy, what he did, he went right back, exactly to where he came right here, where that one building is. and he just went straight into beach. Like, he didn't stop or nothing, and he crashed into, like, the first car.
I would have been so mad if you guys died in front of my house.
Yeah, I would have been a little bit...
He said, I would have been mad if you guys died outside my house.
I come on a little bit away from the studio, you know? Like, you don't want to haunt
him here.
Bring
me your present.
Oh, yeah, so then the guy, like, didn't care about anything. I feel like he was just really scared.